don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
We are continuing with our next segment. This time around, we have Pastor Lizu Chinyama, who's talking to us about generosity on the workplace. Hey. Workplace generosity. Anyways, we're talking about the workplace where we work, like I am working here at SID Media. Workplace often focuses on competition and profile and profit and blessings and things that are arrogated to you because of what you have, the skills you have, in order for you to exchange those skills for benefit, whether it is money or remuneration in kind. But as Christians, we're called to live differently. How can generosity and stewardship extend into our professional lives? Let's discuss how to glorify God in the workplace through our giving spirit. Pastor Lizu, good afternoon to you. Welcome back. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, my moderator. And good afternoon to you and the listeners too.
Perhaps I should, before I get into my questions for today, I should ask you, do you think it's possible to have a different work ethic as a Christian? The idea of work in exchange for pay or kind, that's a general rules of, these are general rules of commerce. Everyone, including Jesus, when he talks about labor, there must be remuneration. The book of Leviticus talks about labor and remuneration. Is it possible to alter this situation? And perhaps if you do think so, then we'll get into, we'll get into our questions for today. But do you think it's possible to alter the rules of commerce?
Well, good question, good thought, my moderator. Well, as an individual, first and foremost, you have to be principled, not just any individual, but as a Christian individual. Yeah, in that way, Christian individual, you must be ethical, meaning you should choose to do what is good, not what looks good. So if at all you are in an area where, you know, it's corporate and it's all commerce and so on, then there are rules that are there. And these rules are against your ethics. They are against the God you believe in. You will not change them, but you will not obey them. You will obey your ethics and the God you believe in.
Okay, all right. Let's get into our conversation for today. We're talking about generosity in the workplace. So talk to us. How can generosity be demonstrated then in a competitive work environment?
All right, awesome. Number one, we can say generosity can be demonstrated by, especially ultimately, by laying aside every pride element and embracing the element or the spirit of cooperation. Again, by laying aside every pride element and then embracing the notion or the spirit of cooperation. Why? Because where there is cooperation, there is giving, and not just giving of time, but giving also of resources. So with cooperation, an individual, my brother, my sister out there, you will not have that negative attitude or thought to say, if I give this amount of money, this dollar to my friend, then they will be better than me and so on. No, you will be able to cooperate with them because you have laid pride aside and you've embraced cooperation.
So what does it mean, Funisi, to steward or to steward your professional skills for God's glory? What exactly does it mean?
Okay, to steward your professional skills for the sake of God's glory is, it means to maintain. You are maintaining a godly character in all spheres of your life, in your privileged work environment. You are maintaining that godly picture that people know in you. Even when you are not at church, you are at work. You know, and this work may be a company where you're working with a private church or government, or it may be your business or whatever that your hands find to do. The bottom line there, the common denominator is you are maintaining a godly character. Why are you maintaining? Because temptations will come and other ideas will come. Group ideas will come. Devilish ideas will come. But you are standing firm to maintain the godly character in you. And by so doing, not knowing, you will be preaching the loudest sermon to somebody out there. And those that may be doing wrong that time, and they may be withholding what they think, oh, this is only for me, they will be influenced. Why? Because of your stewardship. So this is why Matthew 5:16 says, there's light in you, so let it shine that men should see it. And then they will not give you the glory, but they will give God the glory, because they'll see a God in you. So the question is, which God is in you? If there's this God, this beautiful God, you will maintain professional skills for the sake of God's glory.
Let's talk about mentoring and supporting of the colleagues in Mfundisi. How do we do that? How can we mentor or support colleagues to reflect Christian generosity?
All right. We can do so by first having that, because to mentor, you have to have something that is of value and is admirable and is worth emulating. So number one way is... If we are able to mentor and support our colleagues, it shows that there is an absence of the me attitude. Again, similar to, is it the first question? It shows that there is the absence of the me attitude. When I'm not there, the whole choir will just sing, they'll sing in, I don't know if there's a word Chilea, they'll sing in a bizarre way. The sound will not come out well. So if I'm not there, nobody will play the keyboard. If I'm not there, nobody will do this. So mentoring others shows the absence of the me attitude. When you're not there, someone will come and take up. What if you die? What if I die? Who else will come? So it shows that, well, I embrace the all-together attitude. Again, how can we mentor or support colleagues? It shows that there's a certain good kind of God that we believe in and whom we obey. For example, Daniel supported his friends. Those three friends, they were influenced because of Daniel. Yes, they got their teachings from their mothers also, but well, besides mommy's teaching, they were also mentored and influenced by Daniel. This is why as Daniel went higher, a step higher, even them, he influenced them to come a step higher. So mentoring is an important part of Christian life. It reflects generosity. We are giving our time and knowledge to other people.
I've noticed that there's a starvation of integrity, amongst people in general, Christian or not Christian. And I don't think they appreciate the importance of integrity. And perhaps we need to learn more about that. Why is integrity an essential part of stewardship in your career, Mfundisi?
Thank you. Integrity, very, very important aspect in life, because integrity knows no language. It will come where it is embraced. So it will enable you as an individual, dear listener, to stand on an ethical position throughout your career. You will not be a seasonal ethical person, but you will be an all-time ethical person throughout your career, regardless of whatever task you are doing, whatever course you pursued, you will be able to stand and guard it and preserve it. Why? Because there is this inner gold, this inner diamond, this precious treasure that is in you. And so the integrity, the true you, is an essential part, and because it will either elevate you in your career, or it will make you stay at the same position, or it will bring you down. So integrity is an all in man's career. It is important. We need to maintain it. This is why whatever our hands find to do, and whichever place our foot tends to tread, we should be able to reflect a life that shows integrity. And we will maintain our career. It will go up instead of coming down or remaining constant.
All right. And then my final question, Mfundisi, is about the idea that perhaps people must dispense with ambition. I don't know if it is possible, but how can we balance ambition with our heart for giving in the workplace?
Right. Good thought. You see, many people today have not pursued what they desire to pursue. Why? Because they say that, when I was the only one who who got this job before I wanted to upgrade my studies. I had relatives coming and I would give out money. So I ended up not doing what I intended to do. I just did this because it was cheaper so that I share my resources. Now, ambition, of course, has to do with what we desire to pursue. It may be subject to change due to circumstance or due to environment. And then a heart of giving is from the Lord. And this one should never change because we serve a God who never changes. So what should we do? Therefore, as we give our time and our resources to God and to fellow man whom we can see, dear friends, we should also create time for personal development, because you may get to a point where you keep on giving more than the word itself at the expense of neglecting your personal development. So you can have a limit in your giving based on how much you have. You can limit yourself, meaning you're not stingy. You are saying, okay, I think I can give up to this much, but from here, I need to use this for something important. For who? For me. Because God wants us to prosper in all things. As other people are prospering, we are also prospering. And then that's the only way we'll be able to strike a balance.
Got it. Loud and clear. Pastor, thank you very much for your time, your insights, and your patience. Really appreciate learning from you. It's been a great, great learning curve. Have a wonderful day, and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow. Thank you.
The pleasure is mine. Blessings to you, moderator, and blessings to all the listeners out there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mfundis.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.